Chapter 4. Atlantis. Comprehension. Passage. Read this passage. Ever since the 4th century BC, people have discussed, imagined, and searched for the lost island of Atlantis. It was Plato, the famous Greek philosopher, who first mentioned this long-lost civilization. He said that more than 9,000 years before, it had been a great and important nation. It was also a beautiful place, and all the people who lived there were happy. Herds of elephants and horses roamed the island. There was enough food and money for everyone. People spent their time building beautiful palaces and gardens. Sadly for the people of Atlantis, this happy existence did not last. Plato describes how a huge earthquake destroyed the island. The floods, which followed the earthquake, engulfed it, and Atlantis disappeared forever underneath the waves. What an amazing story! An ancient city hidden for thousands of years beneath the sea. Unfortunately, aside from Plato's writings, there is no evidence at all to prove that Atlantis ever really existed. Plato says that it was in the Atlantic Ocean, near Gibraltar. But after hundreds of years of searching, no remains have ever been found. This, however, has not discouraged the many researchers and historians who think that Atlantis does exist somewhere. Thousands of books have been written about the lost island, and there are many ideas about where it might be. One theory is that Atlantis was really the Greek island of Thera, which was destroyed by a volcano in around 1500 BC. Others have suggested that Atlantis was in Turkey, or in Spain, or Africa. One expert in the 17th century was sure that Atlantis was part of Sweden. Another researcher was convinced that it was in the Arctic Ocean. Although people who live in the Arctic are usually too busy staying inside and keeping warm to build a lot of palaces and gardens. The only thing we can know for sure is that until someone finds actual remains of a city somewhere under the sea, the existence of Atlantis will remain an unsolved mystery.